In today's podcast, we will discuss a court case involving a leukemia patient from Jiangsu who has gotten into trouble for buying generic drugs from India through mail order. Lu Yong, a 46-year-old exporter from Wuxi in the eastern province of Jiangsu, will stand trial in a court in Yuanjiang in the central province of Hunan on charges of credit card-related fraud and sales of fake drugs. Lu was diagnosed with leukemia more than a decade ago and treated with Glivec, a patented drug made by Novartis. The Swiss company got a license to sell the medicine in China in 2002. The drug regimen costs 23,500 yuan a month and is not covered by China's healthcare insurance, meaning it is too expensive for many ordinary people. After spending hundreds of thousands of yuan on the medicine, Lu was close to broke in 2004 when he came across an English language article mentioning another leukemia drug, this one called VNAT, which is a much cheaper generic version of Glivec made in India. He bought 3,000 yuan worth of VNAT via mail order, and this helped his condition improve. Lu not only switched to the generic drug himself, but also started to help patients he met in an online forum to buy it. For this, he was arrested in a crackdown on credit card fraud in Yuanjiang in August 2013. Then in July this year, he was charged with disrupting management of credit cards and sales of fake medications. Luo Jin, a prosecutor in Yuanjiang, told Caixin that any drug lacking a government license, even one made by a registered pharmaceutical company, is classified as counterfeit under Chinese law. Lu also broke the law by providing his Indian supplier with a credit card he got from abroad, the prosecutor says. The patent for Novartis' Glivec expired in 2013, and at least two Chinese pharmaceutical companies have jumped on the opportunity to churn out generic substitutes. But a generic version made by Chatai Tianqing Pharmaceutical Group in Jiangsu costs 4,200 yuan a month, and another substitute from Jiangsu Hanzhou Pharmaceutical costs 3,800 yuan a month. The versions from India cost just 200 yuan a month. In addition, Chinese patients tend to snub locally made versions because they are concerned about quality as well. For Caixin Media, this has been Philip Laman. Thank you for listening.